time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Director of National Intelligence Dan Coats and NSA Director Admiral Mike Rogers refused to answer questions from the Senate Intelligence Committee on Wednesday about whether Donald Trump had ever asked them to downplay possible collusion between the Trump campaign and Russian officials during the November election.
We have press reports of not once but twice that the President of the United States asked you to either downplay the Russia investigation or to directly intervene with Director Comey. Can you set the record straight about what happened or didn't happen?
Well, Senator, as I responded to a similar question during my confirmation and in a second hearing before the committee, I do not feel it's appropriate for me to, in a public session in which confidential conversations between the President and myself, I don't believe it's appropriate for me to address that in a public session.
So today I am not going to talk about theoreticals. I am not going to discuss the specifics of any interaction or conversations I may or may not. That I may or may not have had with the President of the United States, but I will make the following comment. In the 3+ years that I have been the director of the National Security Agency, to the best of my recollection, I have never been directed to do anything I believe to be illegal, immoral, unethical, or inappropriate. And to the best of my recollection, during that same period of service, I do not recall ever feeling pressured to do so.
I am not asking for classified information. I am asking whether or not you have ever been asked by anyone to influence an ongoing investigation.
I understand, but I'm just not going to go down that road in a public forum.
Why are you not answering these questions? Is there an invocation by the President of the United States of executive privilege? Is there or not?
Not that I'm aware of.
Then why are you not answering
our
questions?
Because I feel it is inappropriate, Senator.
What you feel isn't relevant, Admiral. What you feel isn't the answer. The answer is, why are you not answering the questions? Is it an invocation of executive privilege? If there is, then let's know about it. If there isn't, answer the questions.
I stand by the comments I've made.
But I'm not satisfied with I do not believe it is appropriate or I do not feel I should answer. I want to understand a legal basis. You swore that oath to tell us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, and today you are refusing to do so. What is the legal basis for your refusal to testify to this committee?
I'm not sure I have a legal basis, but I'm more than willing to sit before this committee and during its investigative process in a closed session and answer your question.
At one point, the junior senator from California, Kamala Harris, was shut down by committee chair Richard Burr when she attempted to get an answer from Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein about assurances that special counsel Robert Mueller would be able to operate with complete independence.
Yes or no, sir?
He has the full independence that is authorized by those regulations.
Are you willing to do as has been done before?
Would the senator suspend? The chair is going to exercise its right to allow the witnesses to answer the question, and the committee is on notice to provide the witnesses the courtesy, which has not been extended all the way across, extend the courtesy for questions to get answered.
Mr. Chairman, respectfully,
Mr. Rosenstein,
I would point out that this witness has joked with the, as we all have,
the senator
ability
to
filibuster.
Mr. Rosenstein, would you like to thoroughly answer
the question?
Thank you,
Mr. Chairman. Senator, I'm not joking. The truth is, I have a lot of experience with these issues.
With that, Rosenstein filibustered for almost 2 minutes without ever answering the question, prompting Senator Harris to quip.
Senator
Cornyn, is that a no?
As the hearing concluded, Chairman Richard Burr admonished the four witnesses.
At no time should you be in a position where you come to Congress without an answer.
Former FBI Director James Comey taking the hot seat today in front of the Senate Intelligence Committee, where he'll answer questions about the president's efforts to influence the FBI's investigation into Russia's interfering with the 2016 presidential elections. Comey's opening statement was made public on Tuesday afternoon, confirming some of the details we'd read about in explosive news stories, including Trump seeking a pledge of loyalty from the FBI director and an end to the investigation into Michael Flynn, Trump's former national security advisor. Comey did confirm the president's contention that he told Trump on at least one occasion in early January that he wasn't under investigation at that time.
Comey first met with Trump on January 6th to let him know about some so-called salacious intelligence, pee-pee tape, saying he agreed to the meeting alone to minimize the potential embarrassment to the president-elect. Remember, this was back when we thought it was possible for him to feel embarrassment. And At one of their meetings, evidently, Comey writes that Trump said he had nothing to do with Russia, had not been involved with hookers in Russia.
Following the release of Comey's opening statement, Trump's personal attorney, Mark Kasowitz, released a statement saying, quote, "The president is pleased that Mr. Comey has finally publicly confirmed his private reports that the president was not under investigation in any Russian probe. The president feels completely and totally vindicated. He is eager to continue to move forward with his agenda," end quote. Oh, there's so much that statement didn't address. Comey's opening testimony Thursday morning is followed by a closed session Thursday afternoon. And that's some of what's news for today. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports, I hope you'll consider a contribution. What's News and The Nicole Sandler Show are 100% listener supported, and we can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.